Turning now to local sports here on KNKX, the Seahawks are preparing for the NFL draft and possibly life without star cornerback Richard Sherman. It's the topic of this week's conversation between KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel and 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick.
The Seahawks have the 26th pick in the first round of the NFL draft that begins next Thursday, but Art, the story overshadowing that is the fate of Richard Sherman.
This has become a bit of a mess. The Seahawks are open to trading their Pro Bowl cornerback. Richard Sherman is one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL, but he's gotten sideways with the bosses. That would be Pete Carroll, the coach, and John Schneider, the general manager. It's been a difficult situation this offseason because of two episodes that happened during the season, during games, that really were bordering on insubordination. Sherman had a confrontation with Chris Richard, the defensive coordinator, in a game against Atlanta in October. And then in the Rams game in December, he had a disagreement with a play call on the offensive side of the ball. The offensive coordinator, Daryl Bevel, called for a pass when Richard said, run. And Pete Carroll got into it. And so it was really not the kind of thing that any coach can tolerate from any player, and even a star player like Sherman, who has got a lot of latitude. He just wound up getting crossways with the coaches. There were one-on-one meetings and team meetings to try to resolve this. But in March, Carroll and Schneider both said that they're open to trading Sherman if they get the right offer. Their price is high, and ESPN reported that Sherman said that he initiated the conversation. So it sounds like there's going to be a parting of the ways, which I think would be a big blow for the Seahawks that would be very difficult to replace in a single season.
What's behind all the controversy with Sherman?
You know, I don't think any of us on the outside really understand, because Richard's a very bright guy, but he's also proud and stubborn to a fault. He even irritates his teammates. Doug Baldwin, a close friend of his, from they both went to Stanford, Doug gets irritated with Richard, and he said that Richard has just never lost an argument, you know, and that doesn't work in a team situation. And that that stubborn pridefulness has been indulged by the Seahawks, and if anybody could make it work, you would think it would be Pete Carroll, because this is his specialty. So the fact that they haven't been able to get it together is, I think, a blow to the team and a blow to both of them, because this seems to be a very good work situation by everyone's account in the NFL. The Seahawks can't make it work here. They're going to have to move him so they can get a little more collegial atmosphere on the team.
So will he stay or will he go? This whole Sherman ordeal could also impact the draft. What will the Seahawks be looking for?
Well, if there was a time in NFL drafting history where if you needed a cornerback, this was the draft to get well, because this draft is loaded with excellent players in cornerback and at safety. And I think the Seahawks could do well if they stayed at 26. They might even want to move up if they're trying to get somebody of Sherman caliber. They also have big needs at the offensive line. They did hire two free agents that allowed them to let Gary Gilliam go. He's the right tackle that started most of the season last year. He was a restricted free agent who got an offer from San Francisco, and the Seahawks declined to match. So they still have work to do on the offensive line. It's still somewhat unsettled, but they've got to get the defense fixed first, because that's always priority number one with the Seahawks under Pete Carroll. If Richard goes, they've got a problem.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to weekly podcasts of our conversations at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.